This morning, the government releases the monthly unemployment report, and it's expected to remain stuck at just over 9%. But even in this weak economic recovery, some companies are growing, especially in the tech sector. One New York business that's expanding fast is the online shopping site Gilt Group. This year, it's added staff at the rate of one new worker a day. WNYC's Ilya Maritz reports the company has thrived by creating a new niche in the fast-changing world of e-commerce.
Every Tuesday at 10, Kevin Ryan, the founder of Gilt Group, MCs an all-staff meeting at the company's offices overlooking Park Avenue. The event is part pep rally, part information session.
Okay, we're going to kick things off big week. It's fashion week, so we've had a lot of people going to fashion shows.
Bringing together all the employees is getting harder as the company rapidly expands. At one meeting over the summer, Ryan asked more than a dozen new hires to introduce themselves and name their last employer. Verizon, Dow Jones, Google, and Condé Nast.
So that's good. All right, thanks, you guys. Talk to you later.
In the meeting and one-on-one, Ryan's manner is the same. He's focused, precise, a good listener. Yet his career path suggests restless energy. In the early 1990s, Ryan had the notion to put Dilbert cartoons on the web. It was a big success. From there, he leapt to a little startup called DoubleClick and grew it into a web advertising giant. More recently, Ryan has started a half dozen new internet companies, each one in a different industry.
I don't think of myself as an advertising technology person or even a fashion person. You know, I'm a business person that works almost exclusively in the internet, looking for great ideas. And I like to do new things every 5 years.
And Gilt? By the way, it's not Gilt like you might get from your mom, but G-I-L-T, like something covered in gold. It grew out of a phenomenon Ryan noticed while walking around Manhattan a few years ago. Some people were willing to freeze their toes off to get designer clothes at a discount.
200 people waiting in line for a sample sale. That can take an hour standing in the cold to do that.
If these same people wanted to get those kinds of deals from the comfort of their computer, there was no place to go. Today, flash sales are the online version of sample sales, and Gilt is the flash sales leader.
Okay, so let's look at the sales that just started.
Most of Gilt's sales begin at noon exactly, and most days, Scott Jarrell of Manhattan is there to browse. He clicks onto the men's site, which has a sleek black background and high-resolution photos of the clothes. A pair of jeans catches Jarrell's eye. But check this out.
Somebody else already got to them, and it's 12:01.
On Gilt, deals can disappear fast. Clicking around, Jarrell spots another pair.
They were originally 180, and now they're 99, and they have them available in my size, so...
He clicks Submit Your Order. And then Jarrell admits he didn't need another pair of jeans. Score one more impulse purchase for Gilt Group.
It did kind of come out of nowhere and grow very rapidly.
Forrester Research retail analyst Sucharita Mulparu has been watching Gilt since it launched in 2007. She says it's hard for new shopping websites to break past more than $100 million in revenue. This year, Gilt is on track to take in about $500 million. But Mulparu has doubts about its future.
The biggest challenge with the entire flash sale model is consistent access to inventory.
She says Gilt's early success is partly attributable to the recession. 3 or 4 years ago, labels had a lot of excess supply to get rid of, and no one else was doing flash sales. Today, Gilt has rivals like Amazon.com's MyHabit and Rue La La, all competing for bigger slices of a shrinking pie. So Gilt has branched out from fashion to other areas.
Ranging from children to food to travel.
Gilt even launched a full-price men's store. Mulparu thinks that means Gilt has hit the limit of what it can do with flash sales.
I find the comment preposterous.
Kevin Ryan sees it differently. He compares his company's path to the way Amazon.com expanded.
I think we're in the middle of that transition for Gilt. So in the beginning, people thought of us as doing men's and women's fashion at discount. Now they'll think of us as doing a lifestyle company, a variety of products, both discount and full price.
New York's political leaders are placing a lot of hope for future economic growth in entrepreneurs like Kevin Ryan. He's now an advisor both to Mayor Bloomberg and Governor Cuomo. His message to them, the internet is disrupting and displacing almost all traditional industries, not only retail. Get used to it.
This is going to happen for the next 15 years.
Many startups that enjoy early success hire lots of people, as Gilt has done. But what happens next is not always so straightforward, as Ryan's own history demonstrates. When Ryan became CEO of DoubleClick in 1996, it was an ad sales business. After a few years, clients became more interested in something else. They wanted access to the mathematical formula DoubleClick used to target web users. So if your browsing habits showed you were into phishing, you'd see ads for fishing rods. Ryan had a hunch that this tool was where DoubleClick's future lay, so he sold off the entire ad sales unit to concentrate on technology.
That is probably the most difficult decision I've ever made. Two-thirds of your revenues are in your original business, and a lot of the emotional psyche of the company is in that, invested in that original business.
The bet paid off, and DoubleClick started growing again. In 2007, Google bought the company for $3 billion, making it one of New York's biggest tech success stories. Ryan says that's a title he wants to capture for his current company, Gilt Group. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Meritz.